This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing the theme of keeping good ties or to avoid severing ties of kinship and relationship. And maybe some of us may be thinking that why are so many topics or themes repeated time and time again inside the Quran or upon the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because ahmiya or tikrar tadullu ala ahmiya, repetitious behavior inside the Quran, repetitious words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, point towards something being very, very important. Thus severing, or the severity of cutting of ties of relationship with one's family members, entails a severe reward, or severe, sorry, punishment that a person will be exposed to. So people need to be reminded day in and day out, just as the Quran reminds us about establishing the prayer and giving the zakah, ordering the good and forbidding the evil, doing good deeds, staying away from bad deeds. The Quran also entails or holds about taking care of other individuals, taking care of kith and kin, as they say. And thus we find amongst the most predominant verses inside the Quran which speak about keeping ties with one family members is inside the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, the fourth chapter of Quran, verse number 1, that we find, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا, which is part of aqd an-nikah, the contract of marriage, a ceremony that we find repeated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, likewise in the khutbah of Jum'ah that we find in Eid praise as well. And here we find that before we look at the relationship or concept of wal arham, here we find awwalan al khitab, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing whom? Because many times we begin to home in when the Quran begins to speak towards the believers, and rightfully we should. But sometimes the Quran is generic, as if to say that take this message to the whole of humanity. Thus here the Quran begins by mentioning Ya ayyuhan nas, where on many other occasions the Quran mentions Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih, or you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. But this moment in time Allah addresses the whole of mankind, because this is something that the whole world shares, that people will break relationship with their family members. People need to be reminded about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People need to be reminded about only obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus you find awwal khitab or awwal amr fil Qur'an in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 21, that we find Ya ayyuhan nasu ibudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah doesn't say oh believing individuals, oh Muslims. Allah addresses Ya ayyuhan nas, jami' al-khalq, all of creation, all of mankind, all of human beings, that all of you, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of you, that you who exist at the moment, those who existed before, to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, if I Ya ayyuhan nas duriba mathalun fastami'u lahu. In the end of Surah Al-Hajj that we find, again Allah speaks about Tawheed. Oh mankind, pay attention towards this parable. وَهُنَاكْ تَقْرِيبًا أَكْثَرْ مِنْ 80 أَمْثَالْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. More than 80 parables inside the Qur'an, as ulama of ulum al-Qur'an have collected. Person should go and read أَمْثَالُ الْقُرْآنِ, read the parables inside the Qur'an. Why does Allah throw certain parables inside the Qur'an? What is the lesson to be extracted from these parables inside the Qur'an? So Allah calls out all of mankind, pay close attention to this parable we're going to display amongst you. This parable of a fly. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those who you call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا, are not able to even create a fly. And if the fly was to take something away from them, they cannot prevent the fly. And it's been proven scientifically, you try to take something away, the fly will die, it will not be removed. ضَعْفُ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Weak is the one who is seeking in that which is being sought. All this speaking about Ahmiyyah Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the message of the Quran. Likewise, if I'm yet your nurse, antumul fuqara' ila Allah. O mankind, all of you are in a state of poverty. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Khitab li jami' al-nas, antumul fuqara'. All of you are in an impoverished state. All of you are in need. All you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, we find, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِدَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Again, inside Surah An-Nisa that we find, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Allah is calling out to all of mankind, there's come a maw'idah, a strong admonition from your Lord. In this admonition that we find, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, a removal of the ailments, the sicknesses inside your heart. You know, even hatta al-kafara, they find halawatul iman in the Quran. They don't know what it is, but some of them, when they just listen to the recital of the Quran, they find sweetness, they find tranquility in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as many ulama have concluded, shifa'ul lima fi sudur. Amma al-amrad zahiriya or batiniya kilayhima, ailments, sicknesses, whether they be external or internal, you find that the Quran is a great source of cure. That you find al-ruqya al-shar'iyya, to read the Quran, recite the Quran, oneself, to believe in the conviction within oneself that the Quran heals, it cures, it purifies. Don't place your reliance upon a raqi, upon a person who reads the Quran and become prominent inside our society. Every single individual flees to another individual. اقرأوا على أنفسكم. Read upon yourself. The Prophet ﷺ, what did he advise? Read Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. Read it yourself. Read upon your children. Read upon your family members. لا تحتاج إلى أي أحد. You don't need anyone to come and recite upon you. Al-Ikhlas, Al-Walid, ala waladihi, ala ahlihi, the father on his children, on his family members. Is it the same as the person who will come and just recite the Quran? And many of these, may Allah excuse it, charlatans taking people's wealth and property, the jaleen, tricking people, taking them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times. It's common inside our society. Person sahibul sunnah always reminds people to trust, fatawakkalu ala Allah, place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing goodness about an individual. There may be a response, may not be a response. Trust should be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. If I fall ill, fall sick, who's the one that cures me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الشِّفَاء بِيَدِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. لَيْسَ بِأَشْخَاصِ. It's not in the hands of people, or people do certain things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy and justice, wants to release a cure, He'll release the cure. But He may leave it there. تَقَرَّبٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ إِلَيْهِ. Al-hikmah inda Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaves it for sometimes for days, for months, sanawat, wa hatta al-maut. لماذا? لكي هذا الشخص يتقرب إلى الله. So that the person may begin to awaken, come more closer to Allah, not closer towards the people. The more the conviction of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all living, the eternal. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise you find, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Again inside Surah An-Nisa, again Allah mentions, there's come burhan, an evidence from your Lord. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. The Qur'an is لِجَمِيعِ النَّاسِ. Take the Qur'an, preach it to the humanity around us. And likewise again inside Surah An-Nisa, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We gave a legacy advice to you and to all the people that came before you, أن اتقوا الله. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رأس الإيمان. And this essence of iman is taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deliver you from everything inside your life. من خاف الله في السر نجا. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secrecy has been rescued. Is saved. Because that is a pivotal element of taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. Allah is with you wherever you are, overseeing, overwatching all of us. So the person develops that inside their heart, that individual will be successful. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take that individual out of every form of difficulty and give that individual provision whereby that individual cannot even perceive or begin to understand. And as we find returning back to the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, that we find وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Now keep in the al-arham, the wombs, the ties of kinship that we find. Surah An-Nisa that we find, some approximately 167 ayat Madani Surah that we find. وَالْكَلِمَ An-Nisa تَتَكَرَّرْ is repeated inside Surah An-Nisa 18 times. Doesn't occur very often inside the Quran that the same name is repeated time and time again. There's no surah called Surah Al-Rijal inside the Quran, but Surah Al-Nisa. 167 odd verses that we find. The main theme of this surah is about women, about family, about marriage, about rights, about disagreement, about inheritance. Is the general theme of Surah Al-Nisa that we find. Before the Western world comes and tries to preach to us what is the rights of women inside society, or before the modernistic movement comes and tries to teach us that these are rights that belong to women or needs to be given to these women that we find. But the hadith al-arham that we find, and some of the ulama of logh of Quran have mentioned, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ الْأَرْحَامَ بِالْفِي الْفَتْحِ وَقَدْ قُرِئَ عِنْدَ قِرَعْتِ حَمْزَ بِالْكَسْرَةِ بِالْكَسْرَةِ. As well, the ulama of Nuha, Lugha, wa Ahlul Quran mentioned, wa asahhu al-qira'a bil-fathi. Is read it with al-arham. كَأَنَّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكَذَلِكَ وَاتَّقُوا الْأَرْحَامَ. Just like you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should fear breaking the ties of kinship. Of kinship. Never severe relationship with your family members, never break it off. وحتى inside, like some of the ulama mentioned, من قرأ بالكسرة, whoever read it with a kasra, some of the ulama would break their prayer. Because the ayah wouldn't make sense according to them in this context of reading it with a kasra. على أي حال, الصح الأقوال بالفتح. To read it with والأرحام. As for today's hadith that we find, to emphasize this point, تعلموا من أنسابكم ما تصلوا به أرحامكم. Learn your lineage. Learn your tribe and your family lineage. The lineage of your family members. That you may begin to make, keep ties with your family members. فَإِنَّ صِلَةَ الرَّحِمْ مَحَبَّةٌ. To keep ties with your family members is a source of love and affection. فِي الْأَهْلِ مَثْرَاتٌ فِي الْمَالِ مَنْسَعَةٌ فِي الْأَثَرِ. Also it creates an increase in wealth and devotion, respect towards or increase in one's lifespan. Al-Hadith in the Sunan on Imam Tirmidhi that we find. Likewise, another hadith, Kitab al-Bir, in Sahih Muslim that we find, speaking about piety and keeping good ties that we find. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, and when He had finished, the womb stood up and said, I seek refuge from those who sever the ties of kith and kin. Those who break away from their family members. Allah said, yes. مَنْ قَطَعَقِ أَقْطَعُهُمْ. Whoever cuts away from you, breaks the ties with you, I will break away from them. And whoever keeps ties with you, I will keep ties with those individuals. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he recited this verse from the Quran. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Have you forgotten that you're given dominance and power upon the land? And control is given to you, and tufsidu fil ard.
You begin to create corruption upon the land. وَتُقَطِّعُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ You begin to sever your own ties of kith and kinship. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Those are the individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed those individuals. فَعَصَمَّهُ أَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ And has sealed their eyesight and their hearing. هُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah has cursed those individuals. وَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ فِي الْقُرْآنِ Allah never cursed قُطَّاعُ الطَّرِيقِ He never cursed, if you read the Quran in detail, those individuals who hijack, commit highway robberies on the streets. Never cursed them. Just spoke about their punishment. But Allah mentioned here, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Those who break the ties of kith and kinship, Allah will has cursed those individuals. وَلَعْن فِي الْقُرْآنِ شَدِيدٌ La'an inside the Quran is something severe. That Allah has cursed those individuals. فَعَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Wallahi Quran shayun ajeeb. Quran is strange. أَرَبْتُ الْآيَاتِ وَالْكَلِمَاتِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ Those individuals, Allah sealed their hearts, sealed their ears, sealed their faculty of seeing and hearing. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Why don't people ponder over the Quran? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Are there shackles, chains, placed upon their hearts? Don't seem to penetrate, understand the Quran. Reflect that all source of goodness is inside the Quran. People who go away from the message of the Quran carry out fasad fil ard, corruption on the land, break away from their family members. What happens on the earth? Takes away the peace, takes away the stability. We find fasad, this corruption is prevalent inside our society. Whether it be the open corruption that we find, this corruption of breaking away from our family members. And thus we find that the family unit, the structure that we find is broken in a Western society and unfortunately breaking inside a Muslim society as well. تَعَلَّمُوا مِنْ أَنْسَابِكُمْ مَا تَصِلُونَ بِي أَرْحَامَكُمْ Learn. Learn your family members. Learn your ajdad. Learn your grandparents. Learn your lineage of your family. Learn your lugha. Learn your language. This ثِقَافَتُنَا اللُّغَةُ الْعَرَبِيَةِ Our culture is the Arabic language. That's what our culture is. They dismantled the language. Read through Buldad al-Arab. Read through the Arab lands. Look at the state of the language. Fractured, broken, ripped apart. Spanish, Italian, French, placed inside the Arabic language, ripped it apart, dismantled. Why? لِأَنَّمْ أُقَلَى أُقَلَى نَحْنُ السُّفَهَا We're the foolish ones. Because if you want to dismantle a nation, a people, target their belief and target their language. Belief is tawheed. That's what we find that dismantled throughout al-bilad at the moment. Dismantled in various shapes and colors. People will say that tawheed is open. La. Breaking of tawheed is in various colors. Ibadatul ashjar wa shajar wa al-qubur is one form of shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk of al-amwal wa al-awlad, al-mansab, al-jah, al-kursi, al-watan, al-ahl is all min anwa' al-shirk. This is also forms of shirk that exist inside our society, but people try to brush it aside. Say, no, that shirk doesn't exist. This shirk is more dangerous at times. That a person within themselves feels that they are deity. They feel they are a god. They feel they are sovereign power. They feel they have the might and the ability to do whatever they want to do in the face of this earth. That type of shirk is dangerous. Because this person is just jahil, ignorant individual. Who carries out this form of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the brink of kufr and could awaken from it. But when your soul is drunk with the shirk of your own self, only Allah knows when you're going to awaken. That's what we can see. It's not exaggeration. Masses, thousands have been butchered. Thousands have been butchered fi bilad al-Sham. Thousands have been butchered. Children have been executed, killed, slain, harmed, tortured. What is this? What is this? Is this just a political climate to turn a blind eye? Ulama mentioned al-munkar. In al-dhahra, al-munkar becomes apparent. It's not about being tacit. It's not being soft and gentle and soft-natured and turning a blind eye. No. If munkar becomes apparent on the land, that the punishment of Allah will come upon every individual. Whoever doesn't stand out against munkar. Al-Hadith, wadih, qalat Aisha, فَإِذَا كَانُوا النَّاسُ صَالِحُونَ Righteous people are there. What about these individuals? What should have these individuals? They might get destroyed. If they speak out, something may happen to them. فَكُلٌّ يُبْعَثْ عَلَى نِيَّتِهِمْ عَلَى نِيَّتِهِمْ Everyone will be resurrected according to their intention. When the punishment of Allah comes, it will take everyone. صَالِحْ وَطَالِحْ Righteous or impious, take everyone, wipe them all out. And those who are righteous, Allah will judge those individuals according to their intention. This is what we're facing at the moment. A weak substance inside our life. Ayatul Tawheed. What does Tawheed do to an individual? What does it do to society? It awakens them. It reminds them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا If only the people believe, had that conviction, feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah once again will send down His blessings, and always sends down His best blessings upon this Muslim ummah. And as we find, تَعَلَّمُوا أَنْسَابَكُمْ Learn your family lineage and your family members that we find inside this society that we live at the moment. What do we find that this society tries to preach to us, tries to tell us? Yes, there's many good things about this society that we learn from these people, there's no doubt. But look at their society. Look at their family members. Some of them don't know who their fathers are. That's a fact. They don't know who their father is. The percentage of children born out of wedlock is far increasing inside this society. Born out of wedlock. A freedom for a person to do whatever they want to do. Incest. That's why you find to learn your lineage, to know who you are engaged with, who you're marrying, what you're doing inside your life. It may sound strange, but it's been proven inside the society. People are their own members, whereby it's forbidden, will marry one another. And likewise, Islamically, that we find we need to remind ourselves that a woman keeps her own identity, keeps her own name, keeps her own wealth. It's all written inside Islam. Before these people begin to tell us what to do. Inheritance. Inheritance is there for what a woman deserves inside her life. And likewise, this issue about men and women that we find inside the Quran is crystal clear. Wa iman al-mu'min clear. Wa laysa dhakaruka al-untha. The man is not like the woman. Read the syllabus what they're teaching our children. Two fathers, two mothers. This is what they're teaching our children at the moment. We're tacit, we're silent. This is what they want to indoctrinate inside our children. Tomorrow it will become a norm inside society. No, it's not a norm. Biologically, وَبَثَّمَ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا The Quran is explicit, it spread from them. From Adam and Hawa, from man and a woman, spread from them. Genealogy, lineage, children, is via the biological relationship that existed inside the Sharia. Not from what they try to teach inside society, and we become a tacit approval towards it. You know, even after at-talaq, divorce inside the Quran is quite explicit and quite clear how we deal, how we engage inside our society. These are people living a medieval life. You know, just as the 1940s, 1950s, this country, a divorcee woman and a divorcee man, according to the Church of England, are not allowed to get married. That was the law of this country. In the 40s, 50s, so coming up to the end of the 50s. The Church of England refused to marry a woman who had been divorced and a man who had been divorced. That's their law. That was their law. Obviously, they change it now today to accept for whatever society may be. But deen of Allah, la tataghayyar. Deen of Allah doesn't change. Ahkam of Allah remain constant. They remain the same for the benefit of society. This concept of a free, independent life. That I'm free to do whatever I want to do inside my life. That you find inside this society, they decide to live as communal partners, to have children out of wedlock, to get married at a later stage. These are all the ethics that they have, the ethics that they follow inside their life. And that shouldn't be something that Islam or a Muslim should indulge in, the bond of marriage that we find, the bond of life, the bond of keeping of kith and kin and family relationships. Because their society is to break away from whoever you want, engage with whomever you want. These are Western traits that are spreading among some of us Muslims that we begin to dissolve ourselves. May Allah forbid, hatta even from our own parents. And that's what we find the ulama speak about, wal arham, the highest element is about one's parents. To keep the bond. Hatta Quran mentions that even if they are disbelieving individuals, فَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, still remain good contact with them. Remain good companions towards them. Even if they've disobeyed, disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person still keeps good ties with their family, specifically their parents. Thus you find that the blessings that the Quran speaks about via the matrimonial relationship, via family members that we find, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, Allah's made from amongst your own self spouses. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَةً, Allah's made from your spouses children and grandchildren. This is what Islam is. A family unit that we find. وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. That's what these people are doing. They believe in batil, falsehood, and they reject the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, children, grandchildren, it is a fitna for them. For them to have 1.1 children is sufficient for them. The ideal family that we find. Al-Hadith, Tazawwaj al-Wadud al-Walud, marry the loving and the fertile, because the day of judgment I want to boast, increase the lineage of the Prophet or the family members or the followers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Another hadith expanding even more about keeping good ties. And the رجل قال يا رسول الله, man came to the Prophet and said to him, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّ لِي قَرَابَةً أَسِلُهُمْ وَيَقْتَعُونِي, I keep good ties with them, they break away the ties from me. وَأَحْسِنُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيُسِئُونَ إِلَيَّ, I be good towards them and they be evil towards me. وَأَحْلُمُ عَنْهُمْ وَيَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيَّ, I show sweetness towards them, I be kind towards them, and they're ignorant of me, they begin to reject me. Hadith inside Sahih Muslim that we find. فَقَالْ لَإِنْ كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ, if this is precisely what you're saying, this is true what you've expressed about your family members, فَكَأَنَّمَا تُصِفُ الْمَلْ, as if you're throwing hot ashes into their faces. وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ ظَهِيرٌ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دُمْتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and you find there'll be one from Allah that always aiding you and assisting you as long as you're carrying out your part of keeping good ties with these individuals. We find لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ قَاطِعٌ, hadith inside Sahih Muslim, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ قَاطِعٌ, the one who breaks the ties of their family members, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ, that individual will not enter into Jannah. بِأَيِّ مَعْنَى, علماء الحديث قد شرح هذا الحديث, ليس بمعنى إطلاقا أنا أبدا ما يدخل الجنة في البداية أولا ما يدخل الجنة. In the beginning, this person won't be amongst us first individuals going to paradise. Because Aqidah Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, every single Muslim, إذا ما مات على الشرك بالله سبحانه وتعالى يدخل الجنة, will enter into paradise. فعلى أي منهج أو أي طريق أو أي شيء. في النهاية, إذا قال لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, somewhere along the line, ما نعرف متى, when, that individual will go to Jannah. Unless they died upon pure, clear shirk. They died upon that, and they expressed that, there's something else. But in general, you find every single Muslim will eventually go to Jannah. أما الكفار لا يدخلون الجنة أبدا. أبدا. Kuffar will never ever enter into paradise. No matter what they've done in their lives. Don't fall prey to what the world preaches, that everything is good. أساس الشيء هو الإيمان بالله. That's the essence. A good person recognizes Allah, is convicted in the belief in Allah, turns to Allah, returns to Allah, finds Allah. That's a good person. That's a sign of goodness, that a person wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guides that individual. As for mu'adham al-nas that we find, most of the people around us, they are unfortunately the non-Muslims. We find a man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, tell me a deed, if I do it, will bring me closer to paradise and take me away from the hellfire. He advised them, worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, associate no partners with him. Secondly, he said to him, establish the prayer and give the zakah. Then thirdly, he said to him, uphold the ties of kinship. Keep good ties with your family members. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned this hadith in Bukhari. If he adheres to this, to what is enjoined upon him, he will enter into paradise. If he lives true to this, this individual will enter into paradise. Likewise, if whoever has a desire that he wants his sustenance to be increased and he wants his life to be increased, then let him keep good ties. Once again, ulama hadith mentioned, what does it mean to increase your life? Increase your wealth. Every one of this has been destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One meaning is al-barakah fi hayatik wa fi umrika wa fi malika. You keep good ties with your family members, you find barakah. You find blessing even if you have a short life. You have blessing if you have a short amount of wealth. That's what it means. Person keeps good ties with their family members. As you find some of these individuals, they live alone and they die alone. And where does their inheritance go? Goes to animals, goes to all sorts of society that goes to them. They don't even trust their own family members. Don't want to give it to them. Amma Islam. A person rejoices. Person rejoices, leave something behind for their family members, leave something for the Islamic society around them. And thus we find, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. Inside Surah Al-Ra'd that we find, those who keep the ties of bondship, these individuals, وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, they fear their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ, and they fear an evil accountability for the sins that they may have done. Allah mentions for these individuals will be what? Will be paradise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that mentions the opposite. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدُ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. Those who break the covenant after they've been given the agreement. وَيَقْطُعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they break the ties, sever the ties of kith and kinship. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. For these individuals, once again, is the curse of Allah. And for these individuals will be an evil abode of chastisement for these individuals. So that's what we began with. It is very severe. A very severe affair that a person should be worried about breaking away from their family members, especially from their parents and their siblings and their close family members, and moving down a scale, whoever it may be. Give every individual the due right. For what purpose? For the purpose of trying to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter into paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to keep good ties with our parents and our family members and the people around us, for the sole purpose that this becomes a form of increasing inside our wealth and our life, barakah inside our life and inside our wealth, and a source of richness and peace and contentment inside our heart, and more so inside the akhirah, of having a pure heart, a pure belief, a pure conviction.